Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Effing Friday. I feel it. I just feel it. You know how that feels. It's the weather, the mood, the attitude, all of it. This feels like an effing Friday, Bart Scott. What's happening, bro? Yeah,
maintaining. Kuda Matata. Remember how it was when you were like a kid? And like I grew up in Detroit, so I was used to long winters. And then when the fall came, you couldn't wait for that damn bell to ring so you can just go hang around. You don't walk straight home. You kind of just hang outside on the school, just kind of kicking, shooting the breeze with your friends, walking home, slow, figuring out what you're going to do. That's what it feels like. And listen, I'm not going to complain. I understand global warming and maybe we pay for it in the wintertime or whatever, or scorching summers. I can care less. I'm just enjoying all this vitamin D I'm getting with all this good sunshine that I can stop eating all these mushrooms because I'm getting natural vitamin D from the sun, man. I tell you what, man.
Beautiful night like tonight again for baseball, for sports, to be outside watching sport last night. A gorgeous night last night.
You know, what's crazy? I mean, you talk about, the pitch clock. Mm-hmm. Yesterday watching the Yankees game, they should have had a running clock. They should have just had a run. Wrap this up, B. Like, listen, this is changing the narrative for what we're talking about, what these games are supposed to be. And Boone knew it was no coming back. That's why he got his ass threw out for no reason. He's like, man, this don't look good. Let me see if I can rally my team.
You better wrap it up.
Let me rally my team by having this fake outrage. We're savages in the box, man. No, go. You're using it too early. Now your coach used that where he dropped the book and he just walk out and like he waiting for like some leader to stand up and start saying something.
And then
like,
nobody does.
B, it's 162 of it. We good, B. Like, just relax. Sometimes it bees like that. You know what I mean? And ain't nobody tripping on Brito. Right? And we ain't expect, if you expecting something for Brito, then you know what I mean, you might as well say, hey man, Herman is somebody we dependent on as well. Like, first let it go, all, man. It bees like that sometimes.
Why are you being so disrespectful? It's Brito. Like Brito, what is he? A water filter?
No, Brito is one of the best like snacks you can have, man. Like you got peanut brittle.
Oh, brittle.
Yeah, whatever.
I thought you were.
Listen,
what are you doing, man?
Listen, when you can't even make it out the inning, you can tell you don't have no real name. You know what I'm saying?
We're allowed to mispronounce your name.
You whatever I call you.
Yo, they went back to back to back jacks.
He was garbage. He was hot garbage. But the bees like
was,
that.
He was not good. It took 34 pitches for him to give up 7 runs. And he actually had pitched well. I don't want to talk about this. Can we talk about the fact that the Rays have won 13 in a row?
Yeah, that's part of it.
And only 21,000 people are in their stadium as they're going for a record. And mainly because they're playing the Red Sox. And as we know, you're going to get a lot of Red Sox fans showing up at the Trop. Like, they can't even fill the building off to the hottest start since the 80s. Are you kidding? Bro, the hell are we doing, Rob Manfred?
Don't we process well? Don't we flush it down the toilet real fast?
Listen,
the reality is the Rays are 5 games up. Five games up on the Yankees. Right. That's the reality of it. With no signs of slowing down.
Man, who have they played?
I'll
tell you what. You know what this tells you? This tells you something. What do you think of this idea? If I was commissioner, going into every season, I would have an idea of what teams are going to suck, right? Who are teams that are struggling? Who are teams that need some juice? Yeah. And I would say, all right, let's make the schedule out so that those teams play. Like, bad teams should play each other to start the season. Like, give me all the crap teams for the year. Play each other in, like, the first month, and one or two of them are going to have, like, some vibe about them, and then we'll see. Like, this almost feels like trading places. Let me take a guy down in his luck and make this, like, false front of, hey, they're off to a great start, and see if it sparks something. Like, it's a little why would you have bad teams have to play really good teams right out of the gate?
Hold up.
Give me bad teams against bad teams early in a season and see if maybe one or two of them, maybe we get a little juice. Maybe we get a little bit of interest and maybe, just maybe, one or two of them not smart enough to know we're not that good. And then they start believing it, and then they start playing and they have a better season than you thought. What do you think of that?
What is this, Major League 1 and 2?
I love
this. We got Willie Mays Hayes coming up.
I just came up with a brilliant idea.
But the thing is, you're acting like the Rays supposed to be a bad team or a good team?
No, they're supposed to be good, but they're playing bad teams. Playing the Nationals, they play the A's. Like, come on, man.
They're playing the Boston Red Sox, the Beantown Beaners.
Were they supposed to be good this year? I forgot.
They're never supposed to be bad.
They weren't supposed to be that good.
They have a bad team. They have a bad game. Then they have a good game. Mean season. That's just how they are.
Right? Yeah, I agree.
They remind me of the old San Francisco Giants, right?
Yes.
Have a horrible year, win a title.
Yeah.
And horrible, win
right.
a series.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, the reality is, hey, man, they're off to a fast start. It's exciting for baseball. They're going for history.
Whoa, stop. How can it be exciting for baseball when nobody's paying attention?
But listen, we can multitask. I think we're paying attention, like, at this record. Now, I think they have our attention.
I don't think anybody
cares. Because I think they beat the record of 1984. And now it's like the 1913.
No, 1884 is the original record.
But what's the one before that? What's the one in 1987?
I think it was like 1990.
No, it's 1987. Tomato.
Yeah,
right?
But it was still. It's the 13 is the modern record, but the baseball record
is like 27.
Is 20?
Right.
Yeah, 20-0 to start a season.
I think they can get to 20.
I believe the Maroons had a bigger crowd than what they
had.
Man,
come on, you disrespect. How much? Listen, that's 21,000. What is that like?
Out of 42 capacity.
Is that like 9,000? No. But is that like 9,000? How many people were at the Yankees game yesterday?
I don't know.
Exactly.
What was the attendance?
It wasn't standing room only there. Come on, man.
All right,
tell you what.
I'll say this. If the Trop had more fans than the Yankees did for last night's game, I will let you lead the rest of the show.
No, I didn't say that.
I will step aside.
What I'm saying is
you can lead the show. Are you ready? I'm going to get to the attendance
What I'm saying, it shouldn't be that far off. The Yankees had what, 30,000?
Ready?
Would they have 30?
Higher, Bob.
Okay, 31 and a half.
Higher, Bob.
Well, that's because all those Minnesota Twins fans, like,
Twins fans in the Bronx. Yeah,
that's because they flew in.
You want to keep climbing? Now, remember I told you capacity at
the capacity
for baseball is 42.
But the capacity is different.
How many fans bought tickets to Yankees Twins last night?
What's the capacity of the Yankees?
I'm asking you how many fans.
Okay, 35. 35. And the reason
Higher
is.
Bob.
Okay, whatever. The reason is because opening day is when people take their kids on spring break. So it's going to be more the analytics. Listen,
what?
Florida schools are almost out of school right now. You know what I'm saying? They already had their spring break. So that's why it's more there, man. Stop it, man. You're being disrespectful. 21,000, half 50% ain't bad. It's going to be a time where the Yankees only have 50% people there.
No, it won't.
Especially if they keep getting spanked like that.
Easy. All right. The new stadium capacity is 46.
Carrera said, who's your daddy?
They had 39.
Carrera said, who's your daddy?
39,000 strong came out to watch IKF pitch in the ninth inning.
Okay, it's more, listen. It's more. The population's bigger here too.
Oh my God!
The population. Oh,
whoa! I mean, come on, man. You don't think that's a problem?
Let me tell you something. It's good. It's
you
okay.
don't think for baseball having Shohei Ohtani in Anaheim and having the Rays off to a 13-0 start and literally in its own market. Nobody cares.
Bro, the numbers are always going to be higher
it's
in New York.
It's a problem.
The population is bigger.
If the Guardians were off to a 13-0 start, I guarantee you that place was a progressive, whatever it's called. That place
it's
packed.
It's more people that got more money.
I bet you if the Nationals were off to a 13-0 start, it would be packed.
It's more people that can afford tickets.
It's Tampa. What do you mean can afford?
Man, what, the people in Naples ain't coming up? They too busy out there with their yachts.
Then why have a team there?
What do you mean? Because you have to have representation in even in small markets. Why have a team in Kansas City?
Why have a team in Pittsburgh? Well. The Royals do fine.
What about the Rays?
You know what the Rays averaged last year? Under 14,000 fans per game. Per game!
Because the stadium's horrible. It's a horrible experience.
You could literally yell from left field to right field to each other, and you could have a conversation, and nobody will interrupt it because there's nobody there.
Would you rather have a packed stadium in a losing product, or would you rather have a winning product in a well, that sounds stupid.
If I was an owner, I'd rather have a packed stadium with a losing team.
Guess what? It balances out because their payroll is low. So their profit margin is still the same as the Yankees because they ain't paying them.
How are you trying to defend this? You think this is good for the sport?
No. What I'm saying
is, you think it's good for the sport to show highlights of a team that can't lose and there's nobody there.
What I'm saying is, we think it's fool's gold. We don't take it seriously till you get to the big record, and the big record is 20. I bet you if they get 19, I bet you the fans start coming out. Listen, Tampa is the land of imports. That's why so many teams have their summer league teams there, because it's a mixed bag. You know how Florida is. It's a lot of imports. So a lot of people are fans of other squads.
Again,
that's the reality of it.
Why have a team there?
What do you mean?
Why have a team there? Nobody wants to go.
Because they can't get a basketball team. It's a brutal building to begin with.
It's awful. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Their football
team
is fine.
Hard to get to. They hate the place.
All the fans hate the place. Their football team is better. They fill out.
Oh, okay. So then explain yourself then.
Well,
I thought you were saying how everybody's transplants and all these people are fans of different teams. But apparently the Bucks have the problem. Does the Tampa Bay Lightning have a problem getting people in that building? That place seats almost 20. They get more people at their games. The Lightning, indoors, get more people at their game than the Rays do.
When Snyder buys it from his $6 billion and tears it down and builds another one, they'll be fine.
They'll piss off Yankee Nation.
That's really all this is about.
Why are you deflecting from the Yankees getting their ass kicked? You turned the corner real quick.
Yeah.
I want you to suffer a little bit. I want you to feel that for a second.
It's April. It's April baseball. Why? Not worth crying over. Not worth getting upset about.
We got somebody we could be mad at. Who's the selective outrage towards?
Well, everybody's mad at Aaron Boone for leaving. Clearly, Brito didn't have it. And he's pitched well. And so, you know, everybody's mad at Aaron Boone for leaving him in there. But let's see. All right, Aaron Boone on that.
Just looked like a lot of pitches up and out over the plate. And just struggling a little bit with – he was ball one. Seemed like, you know, too much too. And then, you know, behind in the count and leaving a sinker. Elevated too much. Obviously a rough night.
He said a lot. 34 pitches. 34 pitches.
How many dingers?
Well, he gave up one. And then what's his fate? Brewer comes in, the former Ray, by the way, and he gives up back-to-backs, including the guy hit his first career home run. Whatever. All right, but there was some good news, though. How about, let's see. So Harrison Bader, a big part of what the Yankees are hoping to be, right, this year. So a little bit like on him, and maybe he can start a rehab assignment next week.
Yes, when next week is what we'll decide. But yeah, he's doing great. But now it's kind of full bore the next several days of going through all that pregame stuff. But he looks really good. It's been going well. Really, the whole time he's progressed well. So I feel like he's in a good spot, and hopefully sometime next week that happens.
More Bader, probably less Hicks. So how many rehabs do you think?
It's not just going to be a few days down there. It's going to be, you know, he's got to play some games and obviously get up to playing back-to-back and volume of innings and things like that. So I don't know exactly what it is, but it's not just going to be a couple-day thing.
All right, so it's not like he's going to be up here anytime soon. But what about, all right, so the Brito did not pitch well. Some concerns there. By the way, tonight against the Twinkies, you get Nestor Cortes again. So maybe he can get things back on track. In the meantime, the Yankees continue to wait for Carlos Rodon. Do we have an update there, Booney?
So he bullpened yesterday, and it was less intensity. Today, feel much better from that back, whatever, slept on it, whatever. So he played catch today. He'll do another bullpen probably at the end of the week, Sunday, Monday, but hopefully now getting that kind of little bump in the road out of there. No lives yet, but hopefully after that Sunday, Monday, then we'll roll into the lives.
It doesn't sound like you're going to see him till what, the end of the month, maybe? I mean, yeah. He's not throwing live yet. He's catching and then see how it feels. You know, basically just playing catch, which is just a weird thing to say for professional athletes.
Exactly.
And then we'll see about Sunday, Monday. So we're talking about after this weekend. And, you know, I mean, what do we? I mean, what do you, I mean?
It's early, man. Like,
I know, but still,
it's like, okay. Like, just like we not panicking over here in Mets land with Verlander. It's okay, man. When we get here, be ready.
This is we. What are you, French?
Well, I am about,
what did you think of watching Connor Falefa pitch the ninth inning?
I mean, I had nothing. You know, I had nothing wrong with it. You know what I mean?
Sometimes it's fun, but like, it just seemed weird considering his place. You know, like, it's fun when like they were flashing back to Paul O'Neill doing it once when he was with Cincinnati. Like, it's one thing when it's fun.
I like when they like when they throw the slow, the 35-mile knuckleball.
Right. Like, it's fun when it's like a player that everybody kind of likes and they're like, oh, this is cute. But I've kind of felt for him because it almost looked like sacrificial lamb, like sending him out there. But obviously you're trying to protect your bullpen. You know, let's not waste any more arms.
We know it's an L.
I get it. I completely get it. Here's Boone talking about Connor Falefa, that he was going to pitch the ninth.
Yeah, it was going to be him. I, you know, not extend Cordero there, you know, with, you know, going in tomorrow, want to keep the powder dry a little bit as best we can. So it was just kind of deciding who we were going to go with. So I kind of gave IKF a heads up there in about the seventh that we might do that.
I wonder how guys, you know, do that. Like, it's like sometimes when they let safeties or position players kick field goals or kickoffs.
Yeah, we saw that. Who was that was kicking field?
Dompkin Sue was good. I think it was a dude from.
But there was some. There was like a. Who was the safety?
Yeah,
though,
it's from the Houston, Texas, I think.
Remember, they had the kicker was injured, so they used him. That was last season. What did Anthony Rizzo think of IKF? Who, by the way, he only faced four batters in the ninth to get the three out.
I loved it. I think when the game is that big out of hand to save our bullpen, I think our bullpen did a really good job today. Colin and Ian, and then French or Cordero coming in, so saves us all big time for tomorrow. I was really hoping kind of would play into the crowd a little bit more and we give a little crowd pleaser coming off the field, but it's not his style.
It's not his style, and it's not like the fans really love him that much. What do you what did you
he's
think?
He's a sidearm Thor too. You know what I mean?
Did you see him walking off the mound? And you know how every pitcher's supposed to get checked by the umpires?
Yeah.
He turns to the umpire and holds out his arms and holds the glove like, you're going to check me? And the umpire's like, nah, I'm all set.
Oh, man, come on.
I know you don't have anything going on there.
He's like, I got lunch. Like, man, I got lunch. I got a lunch appointment, man. Come on, let's get the hell out of here.
Let's just get the hell out of here. 800-919-3776 is the number. So, again, it's the Yankees and the Twins tonight, the second game of that series. Nestor Cortez. The Mets are out on the West Coast. Speaking of the A's, they play the A's, and you get the ghost pitch tonight.
Singa.
Yeah.
Yo,
Singa.
Bro, I can't listen. Mets. Man, I'm telling you, man, we need to start. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters. What?
Yeah, you want to do a Ghostbusters
thing? Something strange. Yeah, because you can't get them out. Like, you better call somebody. You need some him needs some help. You're going to need some help. And it don't look good. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. See if we can get Bill Murray to come out. You know, he always singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" for the Cubs. Yes, yeah, a huge Cubs fan. Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? But for the Ghosts, he'll do anything.
But a Cubs, anybody who was a Cubs fan of his generation would never do anything for the Mets.
Stop
big
it.
Big rivalry from back in the day.
And then they can put Slimer on there. I ain't afraid of no ghost. They can put Slimer on your
Ray
big
Parker
screen
Jr.
on your big
come out in a
Slimer
jumper.
On your big yeah Slimer on your big screen.
The ghost pitch.
Strange in the neighborhood. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters. I'm telling you, that'd be
you're so into this.
Jake,
how many innings will you watch tonight? You're so into it, but how many innings are you going to watch today? Be honest.
About five.
You're going to watch five innings?
Yeah, I watch about five.
You're going to – seriously?
That's only like an hour and 10 minutes.
Well, you're right about that.
Yeah, I'm sitting down. Sit down and eat something.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, you know, I'll channel flip.
What is that game? Is that game like a 9:30 start? What would that game be?
Let me see.
It can't be 10. Right? My computer's so damn slow as I'm trying to get to the schedule.
I got you, man. It is 9:40.
9:40. Okay, so 9:30 is about right. Okay. So they are starting it a little bit earlier than usual. That's been going on lately with some of these games. So, okay. So you probably will. It'll be early enough for you.
You got stuff to do. People know, they know they got people got stuff to do.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to catch some of that. All right. Well, how about this? What about the play-ins tonight, the eighth seed play-ins? This is the sacrificial lamb bowl.
That's why I like that. It's the other
Bulls
games early.
Heat which sounds like an old school battle, but nah, ain't nothing there. And then fight. Thunder and the Timberwolves.
You know why I got the Bulls. The Bulls have like their little gnat, and I feel like Patrick Beverley, for some reason, he's just a glue guy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? He's a glue guy, and I feel like, you know, Jimmy Buck is just – he looks over it, man. Kyle Lowry, I think, had a great game the other day. I don't know if he can put back-to-back performances together. And I think, you know, when you think about DeRozan and LaVine, I think they got the better stars right now. You know what I mean? And I think they'll show up and show out, man. I think Chicago gets her done.
I do, too. I'm with you. Miami, to me, is – they're cooked. And yeah, they've got an offseason to get to and some tough decisions to make. And they don't have – they're not – like, it's almost like they're living off of a name of a team that plays defense. But in the second half of the season, they really haven't been that team.
Yeah, but and without P.J. Tucker – no, they got P.J. No, yeah, without P.J., I just don't see them. They don't have those good wing defenders, man.
They don't have any.
You know, Strus and all those guys.
Jimmy,
man,
and
just,
Bam
just
are
put
your
up
two
up
defenders.
And Bam's not as great a defender as he used to be, man. And he's trying – and really, they rely on him too much – for like isolation and to put up points, man. Bam is one of these stars that I think we give him too much credit. I mean, at this point, would you take Bam Adebayo or will you take Siakam?
I'd probably take Bam
over Siakam.
Yeah, I don't love Siakam's game. I'm one of those people that I don't love his game. It doesn't mean he's not good. It's like saying I don't, you know, like it's like saying I like chocolate, not vanilla. You know what I mean? It's not like, it's just preference. I watch Siakam play, and I see this the way he plays, and I'm like, nah, I could do without that. Like he's not a great shooter. His skill is his length and athleticism. Like that's his skill. It's just I don't know. It's not a game that I like to watch. That's all. Doesn't mean he's not good.
So you got two teams that built their guys around questionable stars, but they got good money. Now, I just don't think they're worth that money. Yeah, but they're stuck with Bam. They're stuck with Tyler Hero.
Yeah, but that's all right. Those are good pieces. You just got to do a better job around them.
They're not great pieces. That's what I'm saying.
Kyle's obviously old now. But the Thunder Timberwolves game is interesting. So apparently, now I have to go check what the latest is. But Gobert is not a given yet for tonight. I haven't seen an update. I'm going to go check an update.
It's
on
supposed
the
to be a
one
game suspension, man.
It was, but that's
man, don't
not
cut
what
your
it,
nose. Don't cut your nose.
No,
spite
no, no.
your face.
There's some other issue going on with him.
Oh, man, did Kyle Anderson kick his ass in the back and we ain't telling nobody?
No, it was here. I'm giving the injury report here because I can't say something like that and then not have the latest. There's only two games tonight, so this shouldn't take long to get to. But him and then Carl Anthony Towns also. All right, so let's see. For tonight, questionable. Rudy Gobert, still questionable as of this morning, 11:30. Back spasms.
Oh, God. How you going? Hold on.
Cat, questionable right calf strain, which is what kept him out a whole damn season. So that can't be. Are they just playing games? That's all they're doing?
I mean, come on, man. Back spasms, like if you miss a game that we could have won and be in the playoffs, and then – You sit up there and you can't answer the bell because of back spasms. Come on, man. If you don't suck up them muscle relaxers and get the hell up out of there, you owe
Kyle
your
Lowry
team.
Questionable for the Heat with left knee soreness. What? Gabe Vincent questionable
fat
hip pointer.
Fatitis.
I mean, I'm just saying, like this is must win situations, right? Wouldn't you be like I would say, don't put me as questionable. I don't want to don't because then they'll. Like, as a player, wouldn't you kind of take pride in something like this? Like, wait a second. Don't list me as questionable.
No, guys do
Don't
that
let people
time.
Start wondering whether or not I'm available. I'm available, damn it. You know, well, I don't want anybody wondering, like, oh, he doesn't want to play.
You know, questionable turns to probable.
Of course it does, but I still wouldn't want that. I don't want that conversation.
I think they just put that out there. I mean, you know, people don't really pay attention. If you go get treatment, they just throw that label out there. I think it's gamesmanship.
You think it's just that?
Right. Yeah, just gamesmanship. Okay. But I am excited to see Shai Gilgeous and Anthony Edwards go at it, man.
Yeah, I think Anthony Edwards has to have a bounce back game too. It's such a bad first game that he needs to show out in this game. That could be a fun one. I do think that that Thunder Timberwolves could be the more fun matchup.
Yeah, two young live dogs going at it. What I didn't
just
realize,
so they can get just so they can face. I'll tell you this: Minnesota's got a better shot against the Nuggets though because of their bigs.
Yeah,
because you have Gobert, you have Cat. Like you can throw people at Jokic. You know, the Thunder don't have that.
I didn't realize Josh Giddey was so good, man.
I told you.
Maybe he was just good for that game.
No.
Because he only averaged 16.
High IQ, willing passer, doesn't need to shoot. You know, smart, student of the game type, better athletically than he might look. And, I mean, he looks like a kid in a boy band. Like, he does not look like a guy that
can
see
by
you and dunk.
He always puts his hair behind his hair every time he falls.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, why don't you put the little scrunchie thing that old boy used to have?
It's called scrunchies.
No. Mm-hmm. But it was a player that used to have a scrunchie. He was famous for it. He played for the Lakers. Always had a scrunchie.
Okay.
Can't think of it, of course. Okay.
Right. But we're doing well today. You and I both with brain lock. That's why it's Effin Friday. All right, 800-919-3776 is the number. We'll get the call stacked, racked, and ready to go. Just going over everything that's going on tonight. But then, of course, this weekend, Bart, the series all begin, and that means locally the Knicks and the Nets both open their series tomorrow. The Nets and the Sixers at 1, the Knicks and the Cavs at 6. Busy day locally on the NBA front as the playoffs begin tomorrow. Questions about both series, but the one question I'll ask about the Nets, and then we'll get into we'll preview both series, but especially here. And I'm just going to ask it and we'll go to break. Can the Nets get 2 games against the Sixers? Can they get 2?
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Rodon. What's the one out there? Rodon is out there and with the Angels, right?
That's Rendon.
Close enough.
No, see, that's what I mean. How do you get away with it? But the second I slip a little bit, I trip over one name. And it's like, you know, corrections come left and right.
Bart, people tell me, call me Brett, Brit, Brat,
Brett, Brat. Brett Scott.
Hey, bro, it's Art with a B on it. Like, it don't get no simpler than that.
I have a perk today on Get Up. Like, we're talking about the Grizzlies series, right, with the Lakers. And Perk starts talking about Desmond Baines. And he just keeps saying Desmond Baines. And so Monica McNutt,
who's hosting. It's not plural, right?
No. And she's like, I don't know what you just did, but you just made Desmond Bain plural. we just lost it. Because, we do tend to do this in our business where we feel like, I don't want to make you look bad. I'll just let that slide.
Yeah.
But you know we all heard it, right? Like, we all heard it.
Uh-huh.
So, but that's a funny way to handle it.
It's so many names to remember, especially when you cover all
tell
sports.
Tell me about it.
You cover all sports, and then you're talking about trying to remember previous players and
do you
stuff
think
like
it's,
that.
Do you think it's better to be, especially today, is it better to be an expert in one than to be somebody who knows enough about everything?
I feel like I like to be.
Because it's impossible to be that on about every sport. You're going to miss things. It's impossible to be on about everything.
Especially when you got talked about the history and all that stuff.
Oh, my God.
And it's just what it is. You know what I mean? And I think you just lean into it and say, listen, we're human. You know, we're having fun. You're talking fast. You know, conversations go left and right all over the place.
They do.
And then these names, come on, man. You think about some of these black players' names who moms don't spell them the right way.
Or how about all these all the how about hockey player names?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's, see, that's a different language.
Last night, Jonathan Taves called it a career, right? And they celebrated him last night in Chicago. His last name is T-O-E-W-S.
Hmm?
Exactly.
Yeah, see.
But it's Jonathan Taves, and you got to know who he is and got to know how to pronounce his name because they won Stanley Cups and he was the captain. But when he first came in the league, you're all like, twos?
I'm trying to remember what Kobe, because I remember Kobe corrected everybody, like, listen, it's Paul, it's not Paul, it's Saul, it's like Gasol, huh? Like Paul Gasol, he was saying
Powell?
His first, Powell, yes, yeah, Powell, yeah. He's like, it's Powell, no, that's Paul, bro, in our language, it's Paul, I don't know what you, listen, you come over here, your name Paul, you go over there, your name's Powell. Like, I don't roll. I can't do that.
800-919-3776.
Don't answer to it then.
Let's get some calls in here, man. Let's get Jonathan from Harlem in here. What's up, Jonathan?
Is it pronounced Jonathan? Is it John Yong?
It's Jonathan.
It's Joe Nathan.
Joe Nathan. Yeah, Joe Nathan. Hey, he was a good player. I remember Joe Nathan. Good pitcher. Wasn't he from Long Island? What's up?
I don't know. What's going on, guys? I just had a point to make on the Rays streak right now. It's like right. Can't really discredit it, you know, even though they played, you know, as you say, you know, not so good teams, because mm-hmm. it's like saying, you know, that Philadelphia Eagles record that they did when they beat all these teams with winning records.
We were doing
that's
that.
Like saying that record shouldn't count because yep. they were beating people like 1-0 or 2-1 or 6-5. You know, so they were playing okay teams, and they got that record, you know. So
it's true.
I really say we can't really discredit that, you know.
I got to be honest with you, Jonathan. If I told you that you opened the season at home with three games against Detroit, and then you go to Washington for three games, and then you play Oakland at home for three games – and then the Red Sox come in. I mean, they're just smoking everybody right now.
I get it. But then,
now they got. Well, now, they, now it gets
how
real.
How would this conversation go if they went 0-13 now?
That's right. You know, you're right. And then we'd say you lost to bums. But it gets real now because they go up to Toronto tonight. They play Toronto tonight, and they're on the road now. But then confident. They got. Look at this. Then they got Cincinnati, and the White Sox. Then the Astros come. Oh, Bart.
But we talk about the Yankees all
the
time.
20 in a row would be in Chicago against the White Sox, but they got 23rd game of the season is Houston.
Right, so they'll earn it. But that's the thing, though. Like, well,
hopefully they get to 20-0.
Exactly.
Who would I be rooting for that night?
Such a hater.
That's the question that every Yankee fan has to ask.
Yeah, no doubt, John. Thanks for the call, man.
And to be honest, the team that got the record, we don't know who the hell they played to get the record. Could have played bum salads.
You mean the Maroons from back in 1884?
Yeah, they ain't play against black people.
I think Abner Doubleday was the cleanup hitter.
They ain't play against Josh Gibson.
Oh, you're gonna
Satchel Paige.
Well, they couldn't have played against Satchel Paige because he wasn't born yet.
Well, his grandfather was there.
I knew you were gonna go there. Now I got to check and see what year Satchel Paige was. No, he wasn't born yet. Satchel Paige was born 1906, so forget it. I was right. D, he was good enough to play on the team. D, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? I want to do three things all NBA. One, the MVP. One, the Nets series. Mm-hmm. And then the other is a trade the Nets could do that would make their team better for next year and clean up a lot of their problems.
How you been? Okay. Were you in our production meeting?
Yeah, he's producing the show right now. He's giving us the breakdown. This is what I want to talk about. Go ahead. He's super receipty.
I'm not because I don't want to get cut off. Y'all like to cut me off right in midpoint sometimes.
All right, well,
like,
this is what you got to do. Happened? You got to keep it tight, so make your points. Like hit, and then we go.
All right, so boom, MVP, Jokic is soft, and I don't want to hear about tearing down MVPs because, again, I go back to HHN, Hate Harden Network. While he was in Houston, the teardowns were crazy, okay? So I don't want to hear about, let's not tear people down build somebody up. Shut up with that. Shut that up.
What else you got?
Then, okay, with the Nets, they have no chance versus the Sixers, okay? People hyping up Mikal Bridges, but the last few weeks he's been playing terribly. Yeah, he's scoring points, but he's chucking. He's going like 6-22.
All right, call it.
Points.
D, sweep? Six games, sweep?
Five games.
Oh, okay, gentlemen, sweep. Five games. All right, they get one. All right, last point. Who should they trade?
And for the Nets to clean up their books, a trade between them and the Hawks. Trae Young for Cam Thomas. Ben Simmons and a pick. I'm the Hawks. I run to that trade. And I think in that shit, too.
You think the Hawks want Ben Simmons, who doesn't want to play basketball?
Cam Thomas. And Trae Young are basically equal. Cam Thomas and Trae Young are equal.
Wait, did you just say that Cam Thomas is equal to Trae Young? And now understand, I don't like Trae Young.
Basketball.
Yes.
What? See, you're crazy, man. Have a good weekend.
No. Trae Young
Cam
is better
Thomas
than Cam.
Cam Thomas is equal to Trae Young. I get it. Everybody got excited. Cam Thomas had like 3 40-point games. And then when they made their trades and players showed up, everybody in the Nets organization was like, yeah, Cam, go ahead, have a seat now. Nice job.
Exactly.
There's a reason for that.
It's been real.
You know, sometimes they know behind the scenes like what they're dealing with, and they're like, yeah. Like, you understand.
So we have a trade, but we're not going to reveal it, though. We're not going to reveal it yet. I thought he was going to go with that. But he didn't go with that, so we'll hold on to it.
I was kind of hoping he was
going
to do that to set us up, but it didn't happen.
Yeah, he didn't spill the beans.
Yeah, Tim Bontemps, our ESPN NBA insider, is going to join us at the top of the hour, 1 o'clock, and he's covering both series, by the way. He's covering the Nets series with the Sixers and the Knicks series with the Cavs, so he's going to be in between both, and he has a lot to say about what he thinks either team can do in this.
What, he got a 45-minute flight no matter what?
How great is it? It's like a commute. Well, I mean, obviously, going to Philly is easy.
Yeah,
he won't go to Cleveland.
Okay.
Yeah, he probably won't go to Cleveland. They'll have somebody else there. I got to see what Fridell's doing, too. We got to get Fridell in on the conversation. I love talking with Nick. But we'll get to Tim. Tim's great. He's got great takes on a lot of things. And we got to talk to him also about what's going on in Dallas. Mm. There's something going on in Dallas to pay attention to with the Mavericks, by the way. The awards tonight will be the finalists for the NBA awards will be tonight for most valuable, like, you know, all the different awards. Coach of the year, defensive player of the year, most improved, could be Jalen Brunson on that list. Rookie of the year, sixth man, could it be Emmanuel Quickley on that list? So that'll be coming up tonight. You can give us your thoughts on who should win what. We can debate that, see who should be on the list of the finalists tonight.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
The Mavericks deciding to lose on purpose rather than compete for a play-in spot. Remember how that all went down with Jason Kidd literally admitting that the organization's focus had changed from trying to make the play-in to protecting a top 10 protected draft pick that would have conveyed to the Knicks if it fell outside of the top 10. And so the league then launched an investigation. And they have just put out a statement today, a few minutes ago, saying that the Mavericks have been fined $750,000.
Ooh!
They called it conduct detrimental to the league. And they did it. It was an elimination game against the Bulls on April 7th before the season had ended. So they went on to say in the statement that the Mavericks violated the league's player resting policy and demonstrated through actions and public statements the organization's desire to lose the game in order to improve the chances of keeping its first-round pick in the 2023 NBA draft. It added this, which I found funny. The league did not find that players who participated in the game were not playing to win. I want to add this. The league did find that the players who were playing in that game gave them no chance to win. Your good friend, our good friend, Joe Dumars, who's now the NBA Executive Vice President and Head of Basketball Operations, had a statement saying the Dallas Mavericks' decision to restrict key players from fully participating in an elimination game last Friday against Chicago undermined the integrity of our sport, and said the Mavericks' actions failed our fans and our league. Is that enough, Bart?
No, it's not. But it's like you have to follow – you can't set a new precedent, even though they should. There's something that should be addressed. Again, this is why we have the play-in tournament, so that teams will feel like they want to stay in, and knowing that the fact that they have the worst record, it doesn't ensure that they are going to get the number one pick or the more likelihood of having more ping pongs. And, you know, with the new 14% is a big difference in that and the other ways in the old system. But what do you do, man? And once again, this is Mark Cuban, you know, shady business type. You know what I mean? Doing little shady things to try and manipulate, you know, something that, you know, should belong to the Knicks. And, you know, you can't do anything about it. And it's just unfortunate that, you know, you think a $750,000 fine, but maybe that was about the extent of the power that the league had with the current rules.
There's always limitations, right, to what you can do when it comes to fines. I mean, there's always stuff that's agreed upon in the collective bargaining agreement and everything else. So I'm sure that's the maximum that they could fine them. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, I don't know. But what's the cost of your league's integrity? Now, with that in mind, let me just make something clear. And you guys all know, like, I'll have fun with it. I'll joke about it. But there is some reality to this, too. To say that, well, all the league should do now is just mess with the lottery and have them drop from 10 to 11, which they could do. I believe it's like a 19% chance. No, it's less than that. It's got to be way less than that. But there is a small chance that they could drop from 10 to 11 or even 12. You can't do that if you're the league. Talk about integrity. Like, what a contradiction it would be for the league to call them out. All right, so here's the number. It actually is 19. 19% chance they could drop to 11, but a 65.9% chance they hold at 10. Now, as you all know, they hold at 10, they keep their pick because that's top 10 protected. If it drops to 11, the Knicks get the pick. So just because they're in the 10th spot now, it doesn't mean the Knicks couldn't get the pick. The Knicks could still get the pick if somehow, someway, the lottery falls and they drop to 11. And then that becomes the Knicks' pick.
Yeah, they need to.
So you could say, well, all right, to punish them, the league should just mess with the numbers and then just say, oh, look, you lost, you know, and then get. But that also would then question the integrity of the league, which you can't do. So you don't want to do that. You can't do that.
So you think that would really solidify the idea that the Knicks got the cold envelope.
Well, I mean,
They put nitroglycerin on
one. That's different.
They touched the cold one.
Those literally were envelopes. Right. Those literally were envelopes in 1985. Everything since 1990 has been the weighted lottery and the lottery balls.
Right.
So the league can just say, we're not like this is we hold the lottery. It goes the way it goes.
And you know, it's
but
funny.
Everybody thinks it's always. Everybody has this, you know, the conspiracy theory that it's fixed. Wait. But if the league did something like that, now imagine, if you will, that the lottery balls fall and somehow, some way, they actually do drop to 11. Oh, the conspiracies. It's almost like the league doesn't want that to happen because people will think they purposely did it.
No, the world's a better place if that did happen. We can blame it on karma. Like, just imagine, like, back in the day, like, you know how the things, how blind people read with, like, the little dots on it? What if the Braille. Patrick Ewing, what the number one for the Knicks had, like, the little bubbles on it so they can feel the grit?
There's two things. The first conspiracy is that the envelope that had the Knick logo was put in a freezer so that David Stern, when he reached in, knew which one was by just because it was so cold.
But paper can't hold now. Five minutes, 3 seconds, yes. Man. Come on, man. But give him a little bit more credit than that.
But there's another conspiracy. Bill Simmons did this a bunch of years ago, the Zapruder film he had, which slows it down, and it shows that when they're putting the cards into the hopper, he said, so did you just yawn in my face?
No, my jaws, man. I got TMJ.
Man, come on, man.
So it's TMJ.
He took the corner and bent it so that, again, if you're feeling for the envelope, you feel the bent corner and you knew that's the one I'm supposed to pick. That was some other conspiracy. Yeah,
that's but how these I cheat are, when I'm playing cards.
Right? But these are like, I mean, this is a lottery drawing. And By the way, I was invited to, because they invite media to watch it. You can watch the drawing. They say it's boring, but you can witness it so you can see that there's no funny business. Mm. And I was invited to it, and I'm trying to see if the suits will pony up and send me out to Chicago. What do you think?
Is it Chicago this year?
Yeah, it's always in Chicago.
Is it?
It's been in Chicago, yeah, because that's where they have the combine. Would you want to go with me?
I love Chicago.
We'll do a show in Chicago.
We can go to Magnificent Mile. Go to Magnificent Mile. Oh, that's my old stomping ground. I'm from Southern Illinois. What do you mean, Seth?
I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying. You'd go with me. Like, this is in May. So we go, we do a show, watch the lottery, and then do a show, and then go home.
Or stay.
Or we could just go to Detroit, get
some. What day is it?
Like, I have to look.
I mean, what month?
It's May.
It's Chicago could be a little brisk in May.
brisk. It's May. It's beautiful.
It's the Midwest.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.